Hey, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today, we are praying through Philippians 1, verse 27 in the New Living Translation, and it has some great stuff in it today. So here it is. Above all, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourselves in a manner worthy of the good news about Christ. Then, whether I come and see you again or only hear about you, I will know that you are standing together with one spirit and one purpose, fighting together for the faith, which is the good news. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I just love that I am a citizen of heaven. And I pray for those struggling today on this earth where they feel like they're not getting anywhere or their prayers aren't getting answered or they're frustrated in their job. Help us all to remember we are citizens of heaven. We are part of this kingdom that is dynamically expanding. And we do have that longing of our hearts. We want to conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of the good news about Jesus Christ. We want to live our lives in a manner worthy of the gospel. And so, Lord, I pray a little bit introspectively today that you would shine a light on us and test us and see what's going on in our hearts. Try us and know our anxious thoughts. Help us to find out where we are straying and where we need to repent and where we need to do a course change, when we need to say I'm sorry to somebody, when we need to just slow down and put down our devices so that we can hear from you. Lord, this is a busy and loud world full of all sorts of distractions. In fact, I think that we worship at the altar of busyness. And we can't conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ when we are constantly bombarded and distracted and fatigued and tired. So I guess fatigued and tired are the same things, but you know what I mean. Lord, so we pray for Sabbath rest. We pray for health. We pray for new vision, new life, new ways of looking at life in terms of being citizens of heaven. In that great wide open space that I've prayed about before. I want to be someone who is standing firm together with others, fighting together for the faith, which is the good news. And I pray that for those listening today, that they would find beautiful comrades. Lord, I pray for those who are lonely today, who just desperately want to fight alongside someone else for the faith. They want to have friends. They want to be in community. But for whatever reason, life has thrown them a few left curves. And I don't even know what that means. Curveballs, maybe. That's right. Life has thrown them a few curveballs. And they're currently in a place of loneliness. And it's so strange to think that we could be lonely today with so much noise, as I've prayed about before. But it's true. There are people listening today who are desperately lonely, who just want one friend. It reminds me of the time when I was in junior high and I was not popular. I was not known. And I honestly only just wanted one friend. And I didn't even know how to pray. I wasn't even a believer then. But I had this deep, abiding desire just to have one friend. And I had two that came into my life that year, and they certainly were not, you know, the flashy folks, but they were amazing girls who loved me well, and I loved them well, and we became very, very close over that year. And so I pray for people listening today who just want one good friend, who want someone in their lives that they can share their life with, and I pray you would provide that. Even begin the process this week in the heavenlies to start creating intersections of people's lives that they could know these folks. And Lord, I thank you that friendships come in different kinds of packages where we might be searching and be attracted to one type of person and you might bring someone completely different. So help us to be open to the kinds of relationships that you want to bring our way instead of ascribing and saying, well, it has to be this kind of friend. Maybe it's someone we would least expect. In fact, Lord, I know that over my life, my best and favorite people forever have been the ones that I did not expect would ever be my friends. And so surprise us with a friendship today so that we can contend together with those folks to stand together with one spirit, one purpose, fighting together for the faith as Paul wrote today in Philippians, which is the good news. And Lord, I pray that we would live in light of good news, that you would invigorate us and energize us and give us joy and strength and power and all the things that that we need because of this good news. We do not need to walk around defeated or sad or broken for the rest of our lives. And we may have those feelings. We may be broken. We may have all those parts of life that has just cut us down. But the truth is, we are citizens of heaven. And the news about Jesus Christ is actually good news. So help us to embody that good news today. Help us to walk boldly into our lives as we face another day with contentment and joy and peace in a way that looks so much different from the world. The world that gives us, tells us to be, you know, that this is all there is in front of us. But we have this heavenly mindset. We are citizens of heaven. So keep us alert and alive in that today. I pray this all in your glorious name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when life overburdens you and you've got too many devices in your life and you're overwhelmed, or maybe you're too lonely and you need a friend, unburden yourself through prayer today. God is absolutely and completely listening to you. He is there and He really does care. Rest in that today.